the book of Jude. The book of Jude. I want to deal with one verse in particular tonight. If you'd stand with us, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Jude. You can find any chapter in Jude, and I'll be there tonight. Jude, verse number 20. I do want to remind you, we'll have a baptismal service next Sunday night. And those of you that have been saved by the grace of God, I want to encourage you to be baptized. Hope we see some more get saved before then. Amen. Well, the book of Jude, verse number 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and if some have compassion, making a difference. Thank you for standing this evening. I'd like to preach out of verse number 22 tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good day you've given us. I sure do need your help tonight. And I pray you'd bring these truths to our heart through your Spirit. God, we thank you for those you've saved today. And I pray you'd continue drawing by your cords of love. Help us now in the preaching. We'll be grateful. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. I'm interested tonight in verse 22 where the Bible said, and some have compassion, making a difference. I want to thank God for the people that's made a difference in my life. You know, it's something to walk through this world, but isn't it a blessing when you meet people that has made a difference? I appreciate the men of God that I've been able to meet in this life. They sure have made a difference in my life. Thank God for a mom and daddy I had that raised me right and loved me. And we didn't have a lot, but yet we had everything. And had so many quilts put on us at night. We needed a bumper jack to get out from under them in the morning. Amen. And I had a mom and daddy that loved me. And they sure have made a difference in my life. And matter of fact, only heaven will reveal those that we have impacted and touched in this world, getting ready yonder for God's world. But if you'll notice in the scripture tonight, he said, some have compassion, making a difference. I want to make a difference in the day and hour that I live. I want to say we ought to want to make a difference in our church. We ought to be all we can be for the good grace of God. There are no big ones. There are no little ones. And you know, I just want to keep church real. I want to have a church where people can come and praise Him, come to the altar and pray, where they can hear old-time Bible preaching. And I'm glad tonight that we've got a church. And I want to challenge you to try to be here and make a difference. Oh, we need to make a difference in our church. I want to make a difference in my family. I have grandchildren now. I want them to have somebody to look up to. I want them to be trained in the Scriptures of the Lord Jesus. I want them to have a church where they can come to. And you know, not only in our church and our family, but in our community. I want to make a difference in our community. As people pass this church, it ought to be a place that's kept open, where they can come and get preaching out of a King James Bible, where they can hear the old songs of Zion sung. Oh, I want to make a difference in our community. But tonight there are some things I want to talk about on making a difference. First of all, I want to stay conscious of a fact. I want to stay conscious about a fact. Look in Job chapter number 14 this evening. And I want to look in verse number 1 on making a difference in which we live. I want to say I want to be conscious of a fact. A lot of times we forget things. Life is so busy and boy, life is so fast paced. But notice, first of all, in verse number 1, there's a fleshly truth. Man, capital, that is born of a woman. Now then, there's fleshly truth. We got a lot of flesh on us. And boy, there's a lot of stuff in us that'll come out through this flesh if we're not careful. I don't trust you, and I don't trust me. Amen. But I sure do trust Him. You say, well, you know, a lot of times it's easy. We fly off the handle, don't we? You ever been around somebody you just really want to tell them what you thought? You know, it's a movie come out. I don't know much about it. I've seen bits and pieces. But I know my wife has said she'd just like to be that feller in one day. You remember when people would come up to him, he'd just tell them what he thought. Didn't hide nothing. Boy, I tell you, you ever get to just want to tell people how you think? Some of you do anyway. Go and say amen. But boy, ain't it easy to fly off the handle. I mean, ain't it amazing? Some of y'all are so bipolar. I mean, you smiling one day and you chewing gravel the next minute. Amen. And man that's born of a woman, we got to realize something that we got to stay conscious of. We're human. And we better watch these vessels of clay. Amen. Don't get to thinking that you're too high up on the hog. Don't get to thinking you done climbed up in the elite crowd where you don't got no problem with flesh. Because we all have problems of flesh. We all have a sinful nature in us. And if we're not careful, that nature will come out of us. Amen. And so certainly I want to stay conscious of a fact. We see verse 1, man that is born of a woman. There's a fleshly truth, but also in verse number 1, there is familiar trouble. He said he's a few days and full of trouble. Now, I don't need to go look for trouble because trouble finds me. Amen. It's no sense in me going out getting crazy in this world looking for trouble because the best I can do living for the Lord Jesus, trouble finds me. And so certainly I've got to be conscious of this fact that there's a fleshly truth and there is familiar trouble. Look at it. He said, man that's born of woman is a few days and he's full of trouble. Well, aren't you glad we got somebody tonight to go in the trouble with us? Then the fleshly truth and this familiar trouble. But you'll notice in verse number 2, there is a fleeing time. I want to be conscious of this fact. The Bible says, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down, and he fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. Verse 5, seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. We all have a deadline in the sand. We'll not go across it. We don't know where it's at, and I'll be honest with you, I'm glad I don't know where it's at for me. I'm ready to go to heaven. I'm just not ready to go on this busload. Amen. But you know, isn't it amazing? This telephone can bring you a call. We wish we was on that busload. And so certainly life is swift. Life is as a shadow. Here one moment and gone the next. You think about it. You now that have grandchildren, have children. Right now these little ones are on your toes. Won't be long. They'll be on your heart, neighbor. Won't take long. And so life is such a transition that life passes by so fast. I mean, you think about it. I'm 51 years old this month. I know that's not real old, but if you're in this body, it feels pretty old tonight. But can you imagine maybe what if I got 25 years left, maybe 30, and don't want to be a prophet of gloom, but I'm in the last end of the quarter. Amen. This ain't halftime. I won't be 102, I guarantee you that. I won't never make it to there. But certainly you think about how swift. I thought I would never be able to ride a bicycle. Then I thought I'd never be able to get my driver's license. And boy, when I got my driver's license, I look back and look, I'm a grandpa tonight. So certainly life is swift. What are you doing with your life? Are you making a difference? A lot of people say, well, preacher, you know, I've done way too much wrong. No, you haven't. No, you can go on for the glory of God, and I'm glad of that this evening. And so making a difference, we ought to be conscious of a fact. The facts are, we better watch our flesh. We'll get in more trouble we can get out of. Let me tell you, I need more church today in my life than I've ever needed church. You think once a man had walked with God for 30-something years that, you know, he could just relax and sort of just drop the reins. But let me tell you, you can't drop the reins on this stuff. Keeping yourselves in the love of God. And he says, having compassion, making a difference. Now, conscience of a fact. Now, I want to talk on four quick things tonight on how we need to make a difference. First of all, I want to be consistent in the fight. Consistent in the fight. Look in 2 Samuel chapter number 23 in your Bible. 2 Samuel chapter number 23. And I want you to notice that David had some fighting men. And certainly we are in a fight tonight. There is a real devil. Boy, there is real flesh. There's a real world. And certainly this thing is a battle. It is a fight. And certainly David, he surrounded himself with the right kind of people. Does matter who you run with, amen. Does matter who you fight with, and does matter what you're fighting for. Now, watch this. In 2 Samuel, chapter number 23, I want to be consistent in the fight. Verse number 8, you'll notice this. Now, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. Now, who were these men, preacher? First of all, hold your place there. Go to 1 Samuel, chapter number 22, and they were men with grievances. Men that had grievances. Now, you'll notice in the teaching in 1 Samuel, chapter 22, and verse number 1, here the story unfolds, and this is what it says. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. They were men of grievances. God sent men like him. Boy, I'm glad God has sent me some men like me. You'll notice what they were. They were in distress. They were in debt. Anybody in debt tonight? You can raise your little hand up. Anybody in distress? Anybody discontented? David found himself in amongst people just like him. Can I tell you, we're all wearing the same kind of shoes tonight. We all got our issues and differences, but aren't you glad that you're on the winning side? Aren't you glad God put you in this battle of doing right for the good grace of God? They were men of grievances. They were men like him. And then, verse number 8, they were men of grit. These men be the names. You'll notice this. In 2 Samuel 23, verse 8, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had, the Tachamite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. 800 to 1. Now, he was a bad boy. You know, I'd love to have him on my side. I mean, 70 to 80, that ain't nothing to him. He whooped 800 in one brawl. I like that kind of man. What kind of man, preacher? Oh, a man that's got grit. Can I tell you, any little old man won't stand up for his house and stand up for what's right. He ain't got no grit, and he needs to get him some grit. Amen. Raising our grand youngin last night, you know, sometimes I'll open up a book, and I'll be reading the book to him, and all of a sudden I'll take that book, and I'll just bust him upside his head. And may say, Daddy, what you doing? I said, I'm making a boy out of him. Amen. Sometimes I just sort of slang him down through the floor, and he looks at me and he gets up, come back, and I slang him back down. What are you doing? I'm making a boy out of him. Amen. And we ought to have some grit in our crawl tonight. And if you ain't got no grit, you ought to stand up and ask God to give you some grit. The reason our Baptist churches is dying, because there ain't no boys or no grit left. Thank God for men with grit. Stood up and whooped 800. Boy, that's some kind of feller, is it not? And then you'll watch verse number 9. Not only did he have a man with grit, he had a man with grip. In verse number 9, the Bible said after him was Eleazar. And he said one of the three mighty men with David.
when they defied the Philistines, that they were gathered together to battle, the men of Israel were gone away. And he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave to the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day. Give me some men that's got a grip on the sword that won't let go. Can I tell you, this is worth holding on to tonight. There's a lot of boys that didn't give up the sword. They've lost their grip. But honey, I'm glad I'm serving one that his grip don't slip tonight. You say, preacher, look around. It's real dark. Yeah, but thank God it's still some boys that's got a grip on a Bible, the right kind of Bible. And I'm glad we can preach it loud and clear tonight. And it's still winning battles in the day and hour that we live. Oh, we need some men with grit. We need some men with grip. And then I like this, verse number 11. He had some men with glue. And we'd be so refreshing if people wouldn't just tuck tail and run on any little thing that blows up. Amen. He has some men with glue. I like men that's got glue in their backside. Amen. And they stuck to a church pew. Somebody say amen right there. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agai the Harite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistine. But watch this. He stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Everybody else left, but he didn't. And in an amazing, that crowd didn't show up when the plowing and the planting started. They moved in, tried to take over in harvest time. Can I tell you, it's harvest time tonight. Oh, there's some gleanings that's going on from the church. God's still saving old sinners. The devil loves to come in at harvest time and tear it down. But thank God for people that's got glue, that'll stand up in their pea patch and say, you listen to me, devil. You have no room in here. Hey, you have no reason in here. And stand up and defend the pea patch by the good grace of God. Oh, my. Making a difference. I want to be consistent in the fight. And then, I like this boy. Not only do they have grit and grip and glue, he had one in verse 20, had a whole bunch of guts. I like boys that's got guts. I could just imagine this fella right here. Look at him in verse 20. When it was probably about 19 degrees and snow on the ground, he'd probably come out with a wife beater t-shirt on. Look what he said, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts. He slew two lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. Boy, I tell you what, David knew how to surround himself with the right kind of people. I want to be consistent in the fight. He went out and slew these two lion-like people, and he looked down in the midst of the snow. He said, well, I might as well just take care of you while I'm here. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, we need to be consistent in our fight. You know, the world fights against us. Our flesh fights against us. This old nature fights against us a lot. But I want to be consistent in the fight. I don't want to have my hand on the Bible this week and my hand on something else next week. We need to be consistent in our fight. Our children are counting on us making a difference to be consistent in this fight. I want to say, not only making a difference, I want to be consistent in this fight, but I want to contribute to the fire. I want to contribute to the fire. In Acts chapter number 28, you know, when a fire starts up in the church, I don't want to throw water on it. I want to fan the flame. And it does us good to have fire starters in our church. I'm glad we've got some. But certainly I love those that keep the fire going. And we find Paul now in Acts chapter number 28. We see that he would contribute to the fire. I want to make a difference and contribute to the fire. I don't want to put the fire out. I want to build the fire up. Look what happened. Acts 28. When they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the Liberty Baptist Church. If it's ever been a time that we need to have a fire for people, it is tonight. It sure is cold outside. And it's cold in a lot of churches tonight. But they kindled a fire, and look what they done. They received every one of them. They didn't matter what they looked like. Didn't matter what they was wearing. They just received. They loved them. Can I tell you this tonight? God's never, ever cleaned a fish until He caught it first. And we need to be reminded of that tonight. They received every one of them. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Verse 5, and he shook off the beast in the fire and he felt no harm. All right, preacher, what's your point there on to contribute to the fire? First of all, in verse 3, look how he bent. The Bible said he gathered. You know how you're going to put another bundle on the fire? We got to stoop and stay real low tonight. Let me tell you, there are no big ones, there are no little ones. I don't care what the offerings in the church get to running. I don't care how big the building gets. I don't care how many people gets here. And I want to see the house full, as many as anybody. But let me tell you, we got to stay little. We've got to stay bent over and humble to keep a fire going. Amen. Look how he bent. Then look what he brought. He didn't bring one or two. Brother Dennis, I thought about you when I was thinking about this. See, wouldn't it be a blessing if we all got out of the car Sunday and everybody had big bundles under their arm ready to contribute to the fire? Wouldn't that be a blessing? Why, some of you don't even tote a twig. Amen. Thank God for them boys to throw a bundle on the fire. And a lot of time, ain't it amazing? The devil never does bother you till you start doing something for the fire. When you start standing up testifying, the devil don't bother you to stand up testifying. He says, boy, you look crazy. You remember what you said today? Why, people think you're crazy. Now, you know why the devil bothered you? The same reason he bothered Paul. Because you was doing something to keep the fire going. Thank God for people that keep the fire going. Look how he bent. Look how he brought. But look how he beat him. Verse number 5, he stayed around the fire. You know, the devil would love for you to get out from around the fire. He didn't get to messing with Paul until they got around the fire. You know, the devil would love for us to throw our hands down and quit and walk on off, say, what's the use? I can tell you what the use is. Look around singing tonight. That's what the use is. Oh, it's easy to walk off. Paul wouldn't leave the fire. Boy, wouldn't it be a blessing if we could take put the devil back in where he come from tonight? Oh, it does matter that you hang around the fire. You know, Brother Shattuck said tonight in prayer room, it does matter where you have your children at in church. Amen. It does matter where you go to church tonight. Boy, they had a fire going and he contributed to the fire. I want to contribute to the fire every chance I get. Can I tell you, I don't have to preach every time I come to church, but I do want to contribute. I want to have myself right with God. I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. I want to have compassion about me, and I want to be willing to do whatever God wants us to do. If He says run, shout, let's run and shout. If it's sort of somber and quiet tonight, then just go through it and see what God's going to do. Amen. But I can tell you one thing, I ain't backing off building a fire. There's a lot of people cold, and they sure are counting on you to build a fire. Boy, look how he bent, and look how he brought. Look how he beat it, and look how they all benefited from it. He made a difference, didn't he? Boy, I want to be around them kind of people that's putting on this fire and making a difference. Thank God for the people. Are you making a difference around the fire tonight? Boy, when meeting breaks out, sometimes you just look around, you know, and say, well, you know, I'm not emotional. You're not. Well, that's not what that person said. It lives with you. Amen. So, boy, when a fire gets up, we ought to be fanning the flame instead of pouring water on it. Well, preacher, how you fan the flame? Well, sometimes you ought to tell people that's good preaching. Like a little fast dog. You know how you train a fast dog to tree? When it gets on the tree, you holler at it. Get him, boy! Get him! You don't hear anybody not saying nothing, it gets him going a little bit. When somebody sings, y'all say, now I enjoyed that singing tonight. Somebody plays a song, y'all say, I enjoyed that singing. Instead of walking by and saying, I didn't think you could sing, I didn't think you could preach. Oh, we need to make a difference and contribute to the fire. Thank God Paul would contribute. Now, isn't it amazing? All these people here was warming by the fire, but none of them would contribute to it. I thought it'd get quiet. Isn't it amazing the way people come and they enjoy the fire, but they never do nothing for it? They just want to back up to it. You know, they want to come and get out of church what they can give, but they never want to give nothing to it. Amen. A lot of people on that voicemail out there, they want to rent the church, want to get married here, but they don't want to go to church here. Well, they ain't pouring their liquor in our facility while we're gone. And their young'uns ain't going to run, take crayons and mark all on these walls. And this place ain't for rent, it ain't for hire. Amen. And so certainly we've got to keep a fire burning around here. And I like this too. When you keep a fire burning, snakes go to crawling. And I'm glad that it'll handle snakes. You know what's wrong with a bunch of these old Baptist churches? They're a bunch of old snake dens. And when you go to building a fire up, they go to crawling. They go to biting on the preacher. Wouldn't it be a blessing if you had a lot of them boys in them snowy pits walk up and say, "You ain't doing that to our preacher here. We don't do that. We don't vote on our preacher here. And if you don't like what our preacher's doing, yonder's a highway. Get in it. Here's you some gas. Are we all right? Are we okay?" Somebody go to building a fire and then these old moss bats go to stirring up. Ain't done nothing for 50 years. They go to batting on the people that's building a fire. Shake them off in the fire. Build a fire. Snakes can't handle fire. Slithering in every crack. They wouldn't bother nobody but them that was building the fire. They wouldn't biting them that was warming. He's biting them that was building. Lord, give us some fire builders. Give us some people that testify. Donald Hubbard's at 80-something years old. Let him run and shout for the glory of God. Amen. I'm glad I got a piano player that can hack out of a newspaper. Yeah, man, I'm all right with that. I said, I'm all right with that. If you're here Wednesday night, you know what I'm talking about. That fella from Virginia, he said, "I like that piano player." He said, "I'm going back. I'm encouraging my piano player to get to hacking a little bit." Well, we ought to get tore up, amen? Let me tell you, folks, we ought to contribute to the fire and build and let it burn bright for the glory of God. Oh, give me fire builders. Thank God it's done started. All they had to do was just carry a little to it. Ain't you glad Paul seen enough? He said, "What ain't going to do? I got to take a bundle over there to it because there's some folks freezing and dying in this world. Hey, hey, Liberty, build a fire for the glory of God. They'll come watch it burn. Hallelujah." An old man told me one time, he said, "Son," he said, "if you want to see God move and people come to church, build a fire, they'll come watch it burn." I believe with all my heart, a lot of times the devil tell you, "Well, sit down and be quiet." Amen. I won't go and tell some of you that stand up and you build the fire. God wants you putting it on the fire. Ain't it amazing? The devil won't bother you for doing nothing, but when you stand up and help build the fire, when you sit down, he's a whisperer now. He's a liar. He's a liar. If you know what all he's told me this day, sitting right over there. You know what you'd do? Y'all'd come by and you'd pet on your preacher tonight and say, "It'll be all right." People getting saved. Church built on. Boy, I tell you what, he hates somebody that'll build a fire. But let me tell you, it'll be worth it when we get to heaven. I won't say it's worth it right now pretty good. That little boy come by here and tears coming off his little nose this morning, grabbed me. I mean, that made it worth me coming to church today. In the prayer room, he's sitting there. You couldn't wipe that grin off of him. Boy, ain't it wonderful when God turns the light on and darkness disappears. You know something? I want to be consistent in the fight, making a difference. I don't want to be in and out of church. I want people to know what side I'm on. You know, this is what's always amazed me. Can I say something before we go home? You know what's always amazed me, Brother Wendell, about pastoring? Brother Wendell's pastored longer than I have. Ain't it amazing how somebody can come in and say something, preaching, and then they leave the church over it, but the pastor ain't said nothing about it? So I guess, Brother Vince, they never was with you to start with, was it? Do you think as many preachers comes through this place, you think I agree with every word comes out of every mouth comes through here? Are you goofy? Why don't people realize that God's put a preacher in their life to be their pastor? And men that come through here preaching, it's just like eating chicken soup, honey. You spit the bones out. And swallow what you can get. Some of you got to spit out some things. I don't even agree with everything I say. Folks, just hunting a reason. I love what Brother Adam said this. I started to change and preach it tonight. Oh, you know, you ain't got to pray about what the Bible's done said. I ain't got to pray about going to church. I ain't got to pray about giving. God told me to pay my tithes and give. I ain't got to pray about that. He told me to read my Bible. How goofy it'd be. Oh, God, give me a sign if I need to read your word. Well, I'm praying if I need to come to church Sunday night. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching. A lot of time we use prayer for cop out because we so stinking sorry and backslid. Thank you, son. I'm glad somebody thinks so. I want to contribute to the fire, don't you? Brother Lee's not here tonight. Brother Lee's a good fire starter. He got it honest. Sister Orion was a fire starter. She had went to church and was in the storefront. I'll never will forget. She asked me, she said, Preacher, is it okay if we come down there at y'all's church? I said, well, yes, ma'am. I'll never forget Brother Mike, one of the first Sundays she ever here. She was set over there by Brother Gary and Miss Christie. She'd jump up by the time the piano hit it. Boy, she could magnify our Lord, couldn't she? Then Brother Lee's got it honest. What a good fire starter. Thank God for people that can magnify the Lord Jesus and get our hearts stirred up. Build a fire. Oh, preacher, what are you saying? I want to be consistent in the fight. I want to contribute to the fire. And I want to contend for the faith. I want to make a difference. You know, somebody mailed a brochure, one of the local churches. They mailed a brochure for our ladies wanting y'all to come to their church. And you know what it said on it? It said, we're going to have a speaker and then we're going to have a drama team by a local Baptist church. Well, let me tell you, we're not into drama teams. I want to make a difference in the day that we live, that they still, some boys ain't compromised, that's still focused on preaching. And I'm just being as honest with you as I know how to be honest with you. That's why we don't have ladies here making decisions where our church goes. There's a pastor and he's in charge. Well, why didn't you give that to the lady on the committee? Because we ain't got no lady committee. Send y'all down there and some floozy up on the stage buck dancing. You can do with that whatever you want to do with that. I'm a little raw feeling anyway tonight. But I can guarantee you one thing, friend. I'm going to contend for the faith. Look what he said in the book of Jude. A man will let his wife get up and dance on the stage and skin leotards he ain't right with God, and he's a wimp. He's a spineless wimp. And any preacher would let that happen, you can go and tell him, I said, he's a wimp. He's a wimp. Some you don't like that. You a wimp. Contend for the faith. And I ain't scared. Look what he said in the book of Jude. Verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort ye that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That word contend means struggle far. Oh, how we need to contend for the faith. I want to say we need to preach the book. Preaching don't hurt you. Preaching helps you. We need to plead the blood. It's still the blood tonight. And I'm going to pastor my bunch. Sure I am. The Bible says taking the oversight thereof. Don't you think I'm going to lay down and let you take it? Don't think for 1 minute. No, I don't run this church, but I'll be sure you won't. Amen. I don't even get a say-so. God runs this place. Making a difference. You make a difference. I want to make a difference. I want to make a difference to our young people. I want to be a preacher they can look up to and not have to be embarrassed if somebody calls their name. Consistent in the fight. I want to contribute to the fire. I want to contend for the faith. But I'm going to say lastly tonight, I want to continue to the finish. I want to keep doing what God has called me to do. You know something? Nobody remembers what you started doing. They always remember how you finished doing. And certainly, I know a lot of good Christians did a lot of great things and messed up. But you know what? People don't remember the 30 years of what they've done. They remember that 10-minute mess up. But that's life. That is what it is. And we'll never get through that. It is what it is. I want to continue to the finish. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 1. Paul says, I charge thee before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. You know what that word preach means? It means to herald. It means to proclaim or cry out. He said, I want you to preach the word. The word. Not any old word. The word. I want you to preach the word. And look what he says. I want you to be instant in season and out of season. What is that? I'll be quite honest with you. It's when they shout or they not a shout. You just keep a preaching. He said, you reprove and rebuke and exhort. 2/3 is going against you. And going against me. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Watch this. Here we are now. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine gets in your craw. It shows us where we're wrong. I love to be right, but I hate to be wrong. My wife can put me in my place in a hurry. She'll say, you're not wearing that, are you? You're not going down there looking like that, are you? Well, if she said, why'd you say that? You ought not said that. Well, I thought it sounded pretty good. It don't sound good. I say, honey, how's the preaching? She says, too long. Honey, how's the preacher? You should have studied more. We done heard all that. But you know what it does? It helps me. Some of you boys, your wife, if I'm honest with you, it's a hip in you. You ought not lay out every night with a coon dog. Somebody say amen right there. Or a fishing pole. Go on, ladies. Ladies, you can beat that a little bit now. I done seen you spit tune in the women's bathroom, huh? We got some country women down here. I done seen them whips on your husband. I know who you are. The time come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itch and ear. In other words, we're going to bring somebody in here to tickle us. Watch what it said. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. And they shall be turned to fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. It's hard. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. Paul says, I'm now ready to be offered. The time my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Let me tell you, you ain't got to finish nobody else's course but yours. God's got a course laid out for every one of us. We're in a race. We're to be looking to the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me individually a crown of righteousness. And look what he says, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me of that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Let's let that little boy laugh it over. I want you to listen to it. Listen to it. You know why I want to finish right? The people's looking at you and they're looking at me. And they're counting on me and they're counting on you. And I want to make a difference. And I thank God for you that's made a difference. Made a difference in my life. You know, so many times, just a little text makes a difference. A little letter makes a difference. Thank God we can make a difference. Just stand and make a difference. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we had mom and dad is interested in make a difference in their children? Making a difference in their community, a difference in their... Thank God for people that wants to make a difference. Thank you for coming tonight. If you'd stand with us, I appreciate the good day the Lord's given us. I thank Him for it. I thank Him for the souls He saved.